Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive towards first. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. Finney moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. Radcliffe scores. Pete goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Washington steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Turbeville now pitching. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Turbeville trying to get to second. Radcliffe throws the ball into Appling, who tags Turbeville for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Washington scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Richards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to third. Jones moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.